December 5th, 1902. Louisa sees a woman crying over the state of the peoples, who asks her not to move from her state of victim. As I was in my usual state, Blessed Jesus communicated his pains to me. And as I was suffering, I saw a woman crying her heart out and saying, "The kings have joined together, and the peoples are perishing, and not seeing themselves being helped, protected, but rather stripped, they get lost, and kings without peoples cannot exist. But what makes me cry the most is to see that the fortresses of justice are missing, which are the victims, the only and sole support that holds justice back in these times most sad. You, at least, do you give me your word that you will not move from this state of victim?" I don't know why, but I felt so resolute that I answered, "This word I cannot give, no. I will stay as long as the Lord wants it. But as soon as he tells me that the time for this penance is ended, I will not stay even for one more minute." On hearing my unshakable will, she cried more, almost wanting to move me to say yes with her crying. But more resolute than ever, I said, "No, no." And crying, she said, "So, there will be justice, chastisements, slaughter, with no sparing." However, as I related this to the confessor, he told me that out of obedience, I should withdraw my no.